I'm Marco Werman with The World. Oil prices hit 12-year lows this month. Now, that might sound like it would be bad for the environment. We drive more if gas is cheap. It also makes renewables seem more expensive in comparison, and you'd think that would push companies away from building new solar panel arrays or wind farms. But actually, investments in renewables hit record highs in 2015, up to nearly $330 billion worldwide. That's according to a recent report by Bloomberg New Energy Finance, where Angus McCrone is a senior analyst. Why haven't these $30 a barrel oil price has been hurting renewable energy, Angus?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, the first is that oil doesn't actually compete directly with renewable energy in most cases. Oil is not used as a power generation technology, except in a small percentage of plants worldwide. Normally, it's gas and coal that are up against renewables. And although gas and coal prices have fallen also, it hasn't been as big a decline as happened with oil. Second thing is that all this time, renewable energy costs have been tumbling. So there's huge gains going on there.
So does this represent a watershed that people are not recoiling from renewable investment just because gas prices are low?
I think it certainly marks a change from around the 2007 period, where people equated interest in renewables with high oil prices. And now people are beginning to appreciate that actually the renewables revolution will go on even if oil, coal, and gas keep on getting cheaper.
And I gather investment in renewables was the highest in China and the U.S. in 2015, but apparently markets are growing in lots of smaller places as well. Where are you looking for solar and wind to take off in the next few years?
Well, as you say, one of the really exciting developments we've seen over the last few years has been the spread of wind and solar to more and more emerging markets in the world. So, for instance, in 2015, the countries that were in the sort of $1 billion investment club included South Africa, Mexico, Chile, Turkey, Thailand, Morocco, and Uruguay. And in 2016, we could see others break into that.
I'm curious, how much did the finalized climate change agreement in Paris in December kind of amp up interest in renewables, or is it too soon to say?
Well, in terms of the actual impact on investment, obviously 2015 was more or less over by the time the Paris Climate Change Conference actually happened. And 2016 will still be too early to see Paris having a tangible effect, I think. But in the meantime, there's a lot of other issues which are speeding the energy transition, as we call it, around the world. One is energy security. Another driver is pollution. Mm. Some of the big third world cities like Beijing and Delhi are really severe. Those countries are seeing renewables a way of actually cleaning things up. And a couple of other things I was going to mention. One is speed. If you're a developing country and you want to install some generating capacity, then you can build a wind farm or a solar plant much more quickly than you can a coal-fired power station. And the other one is finance. There's quite a bit of development bank finance available for renewables, whereas a lot of development banks and also commercial banks are kind of reluctant now to invest in coal-fired power stations. It looks bad in terms of their own environmental obligations, and there are risks. If regulations change, will they actually get their money back?
Sounds like you see the future for renewables in a pretty optimistic light.
Yes, I mean, there are always issues to deal with when it comes to the growth of renewables, but there's a strong momentum here. Climate change is part of that, but economics is a really strong part of that as well, as the costs of generation for renewables have come down so much over the last 5 years, and they're still developing technologies. So those costs will come down even more over the next 10 years.
Angus McCrone, chief editor for Bloomberg New Energy Finance. He's been speaking with me from London. Thank you, Angus, for your time.
Thank you.